You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Hello, very pleasant, good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner, right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Our Coach's Corner program is brought to you each and every Saturday by Chapman Overhead Doors, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Pease Pizza House, Sitzman Construction, and True Health Chiropractic. Well, we try and do this all every now and then throughout the winter, where we take a break from the basketball coaches and we head over to the wrestling mats. And we're doing that today on the Coach's Corner program, as yesterday was girls regional wrestling around the state. And Plymouth County, at the last count, doing my quick addition and my lackluster math skills, I believe we have 12 area wrestlers that'll be heading to Coralville and the 2025 Girls State Wrestling Tournament. The Hinton Blackhawks will be sending 7 to state, Lamar's Community sending 4, and Akron Westfield is sending their first ever state qualifier as well. So on that note, coming up very shortly here on the Coach's Corner, we'll check in with Lamar's Community head coach Greer Millage and get his thoughts on how last night went for his area wrestlers. We chatted with him last night, a little interview there. After that, we will have Shane Hesenius, Lamar's Community boys wrestling head coach, as now their season, except for a few JV wrestlers today in Kingsley, their season's wrapped up heading into districts in a couple of weeks. So they've got a nice long time to try and get healthy, try and get everybody all up to 100% and see how many Bulldogs they can get to the state tournament with their district meet in Fort Dodge 2 weeks from today. And then to wrap up the program, we'll be chatting with Hinton girls head coach Joel Bertrand. Again, we mentioned the Blackhawks getting 7 girls to the state tournament. So lots to get to there. Let's quickly recap the team scores, because we're going to talk about all the individual wrestlers over the next hour anyway. The Hinton girls tied for first at the region tournament, so they're coming home with a region championship banner, so congratulations to them on that. Lamar's 5th at the Lewis Central Regional there. Akron Westfield's girls finished in 11th. Some basketball scores to highlight in girls action. Lamar's dropped one to Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln last night, 50-35. They've got North on Tuesday, and we'll have those games for you on KLEM from Sioux City. In the Wargo Conference, Remsen St. Mary's defeated Galen Catholic 65-36, and MMCRU fell to Harris Lake Park 60-24. The Kingsley Pearson girls picked up a tight win in the Western Valley Conference Tournament, defeating River Valley 47-46. In boys action in the MRAC, 8th-ranked and undefeated Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, they handed your Bulldogs a loss 68-37. It was a low-scoring battle, but 7th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's holds on for a 30-27 win over Galen Catholic. And number 3-ranked MMCRU outscored the both of them pretty convincingly in a 73-40 win over Harris Lake Park. Akron Westfield was a winner at West Sioux last night, 58-51. As always, those scores are on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, let's take a break. Let's get our coaches on. We'll start with Lamar's Community head coach Greer Millage and get his thoughts on how the Bulldog girls wrestlers did, with 4 of them heading to state. That's coming up next on the Coach's Corner right here on KLEM.
Get your gear for next week's games at Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's. Hi, this is Lori. We have a great selection of Bulldog and Jay's gear that will fit everyone, baby through adult 3X sizes. We have things like onesies, short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, stocking caps, baseball caps. Stop in and check out our new styles and grab a stadium chair and a water bottle branded with your favorite team. Watch the games in comfort and style. Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's.
Pease Pizza House is your destination before and after the game. Whether you need to feed the whole family or just looking to get out before the game, make sure to stop at Pease Pizza House. You'll find many appetizers, burgers, salads, pasta, and of course, Pease Pizza House outstanding pizza selections. Your entire family is sure to find something they're looking for. Pease Pizza House would like to wish our local teams the best of luck this season.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coaches Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, and now pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Lamar's Community Girls Wrestling Team. That is Coach Greer Millage, as the Bulldogs are sending four girls wrestlers onto the state tournament. Last night's regional tournament taking place at Lewis Central. The Bulldogs getting four wrestlers to the state tournament. Coach, first of all, let's backtrack a little bit, though. You had a whole week, no duels, no nothing leading up to this, just to get healthy, get your minds right. How did you guys approach this week leading up to regionals?
This week was all about just honing in on our skills, honing in on what we want to do, what we were looking for, focus on wrestling our style, wrestling our stuff. And that kind of showed today with a few of our wrestlers. So it was perfect.
It was. And talk about, how the girls responded to all of that. It's got to be tough after, wrestling Tuesdays and Thursdays and a Friday and a Saturday here and there for the last 2 months to just going back to kind of what you were doing all the way back in early November. How did they respond to, just kind of having to wrestle themselves again for a few days?
I think they handled it really well. Our training has definitely increased in terms of the intensity of it throughout the wrestling room. And so it was different to see compared to the beginning of the year, like you mentioned. It was just, higher level, higher intensity, more live drilling rather than, just drilling. So it was just different situations, and the girls responded really well with that. And, now we know what we need to focus on compared to the beginning of the year, where we want to show everything and try to learn as much as we can and find what works for us. Well, now we know what works for us. How can we make it better?
You guys, as we mentioned already, got four girls to the state tournament. Let's see if we can kind of pick them apart one by one here. Brooklyn DeRocher, start off at 100 pounds. You were telling me beforehand, this was a really tough bracket. We know how good Brooklyn is, but the fact that it might not have been a guarantee that she would even get to state out of this bracket just has to speak to how tough of a tournament it was for her at 100 pounds.
Yeah, it was a tough tournament going in there. Being a returning state qualifier, only having four losses on your record, and not being the number one seed shows how tough it really was. But she wrestled above her seed today. She wrestled lights out. She wrestled her matches every single time. That's what we talked about right before she went out. You have to wrestle your stuff. You have to continue to do what you are doing and be physical. And how she's a very, very physical wrestler, and that showed when she got on top. And stayed in good position on her feet to not get, not get put underneath. And when she got on top, she took advantage of it.
Well, she certainly did. Two wins by pin for her. That shows, some strength too. I know we're talking about the smallest girls on a wrestling mat, but some strength to be able to still have the fortitude to roll a girl over and say, I'm going to win, this way against you.
Yeah, she is a if you're familiar with 100 pounders, she's probably one of the biggest 100 pounders in our state.
Yep.
She's tall, she's strong, she's physical. She usually weighs 100.0, yep. She makes the weight right on the dot usually. She's a big girl for our 100 pounds. She's very, very strong. And so when she has the chance to use that, she's going to use it. And, not very often when a girl gets on her back against her, they're getting off.
Greer Millage with us, the head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Wrestling, recapping the regional tournament at Lewis Central. Bulldogs sending four to state. Brooklyn getting in there at 100 pounds. Kira Hesenius, this looked like it was another tough bracket. She's seeing that girl from Hinton again with Jocelyn Swanson. A tough battle there. I saw it was a late takedown that ended up doing Kira in the championship bout. But for the most part, she was winning that match.
Yeah, it was a tough match, without a doubt. Jocelyn is a very good wrestler. She's, she's learning. She's improving. And Kira came out, got the quick, got a good takedown to take the lead early in that match. And she wrestled really well. While she didn't win that, she wrestled her best match against her, even though she defeated her a couple weeks ago at our home tournament. She wrestled a better match against her this time. You know, we take it that way. There was, you know, it could have gone either way. A call at the end that could have given her an escape. Mm. I didn't see the control. However, there's two officials there, so there's not a whole lot of questioning about it. And so, you know, we just had to go with it. She has to continue to be aggressive, and, you know, change some of those tendencies that we've had that get her in trouble, going into next week. And I hope that we can make those changes.
Yeah. You know, and obviously you would have loved her to be the winner of the weight and things like that, but how much too, going back to, you know, kind of her wrestling a good match there, how much of that too is nice that she was able to wrestle a full match like this? Because I would assume matches like that one are going to be exactly what she's going to see down in Coralville here coming up soon.
Absolutely. That's every match down there. You're not going in and pinning a girl in the first period very often in the state tournament. It just doesn't happen. I mean, you're talking about the the 16 best girls in the state getting there, and there's not going to be a girl that's going to get turned and pinned in the first 30 seconds like we've seen some at some other tournaments. And so hopefully that shows her what she needs to work on in terms of conditioning, in terms of her mental toughness to be able to continue to push through that. She definitely battled all the way. She didn't quit, gave up a late takedown. She didn't stop, which is huge. And so she continued to fight there until the very end. But there are things that we can learn from, and, we need to learn from it really quick, because next week's going to be tough.
Yep, absolutely. And thankfully learning it now and getting ready for Coralville. Moving on, Marilyn Roller, 130 pounds. This was a little bit of a shock to me. That doesn't necessarily mean much. You're obviously spending a lot of time with her, but she has to wrestle the true second place match there and picks up a pin in the second period. What'd you see from her on her day there in Council Bluffs?
Marilyn works really hard. She has absolutely no give up in her. And you could tell that she wanted it. She wanted it more than the other girl. In the finals match against the girl from Hinton, 2 more seconds in the first period and we pick up a pin. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, we didn't have a great shot. We kind of forced it a little bit, which got us out of position, and that ultimately got us pinned in that finals match. She's very, very tough. So tough, in fact, that she might be wrestling through a torn labrum in her shoulder. Yeah. And so she has no feeling in her left arm when she's wrestling. And, that shows the person that she is, not just the wrestler, but the person, that she doesn't want to quit, that she doesn't want to give up. That's the stuff that we teach in wrestling, that wrestling teaches you for life. And that's something that, she's battling. She is working so hard. Like you said, you're kind of surprised. Mm-hmm. She's one that she could surprise some people next week. She could be on that podium because she is so tough. She's not going to give up.
Have you seen, I know we had talked about that shoulder issue that she had a little bit earlier in the season. Have you seen some girls start to, say, man, look what she's doing. Why can't I, put that kind of effort on the mat too, as kind of the season's wound down here the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I've definitely seen it from a few of our girls on our team. We had another girl hyperextend her elbow. She continued to wrestle through it all. Injuries happen, and that's what this is. This sport, you got to battle. And so, I hope that our girls can continue to see that, especially in the off season when, the physical therapy she'll have to go through to get herself ready for next year. I hope that she can motivate those girls as well to say, hey, if she's doing this with no left arm right now, why can't we do, what do we have to do to make that, make that happen? So,
yeah, really, really awesome for her. And Then last but certainly not least, boy, Karen Pena. I know we talked at some point earlier in the year too, Coach, about her and, you know, how disappointed she was that she didn't get a win down at State last year and how motivated she was to get back there. What did you see from her? Two wins, a quick pin, and, you know, a tech fall for her in the championship.
She's wrestling really well right now. She's peaking at the right time. This is the perfect time for her to wrestle like this. She's definitely motivated. You know, the first year that she wrestled, she qualified fourth out of regionals as a freshman. Last year, she got second behind a very good wrestler. Mm-hmm. This year, you know, she went down a weight class and she tore through it. And she's tore through it since she's gotten down to 140. She's wrestled really, really tough. She needs to continue to have confidence in herself because she is a very good wrestler when she believes in it and she goes out there and wrestles it. And so, you know, this week for her and all of them is, you know, figuring out to how to get to them mentally for them to understand how good they truly are when they trust in what they've built throughout this season.
I do want to also not just highlight the ones that are going to State. Obviously, they get a lot of the attention as they deserve, but you had a lot of other wrestlers place close to the top two. I'm looking at Madeline Johnson, who finished fourth at 135, and McKenna Frericks at 125. That 125, I know, was a pretty tough bracket, too, it seemed. Those two in particular, what stood out about them that you know, hey, they've got the experience, they came close, and now can build off of it.
Tonight they gave themselves a chance. They came ready to wrestle, and they seized opportunities when they were given. They weren't trying to force anything. They were looking for their stuff, and when a mistake was made, we capitalized. And that's what you got to do. That's part of wrestling is, you know, every once in a while a mistake's going to happen and you got to capitalize that and you got to minimize your mistakes. And they both did that tonight. They won a couple matches that, you know, like Maddie, she beat the four seed in the first round. She pinned her in the first period. You know, that was a good match. She hit what she needed to exactly when she did. McKenna got a big win as well in the first round. And so, you know, hopefully seeing that can help them and, you know, see that, hey, you know, I was one spot away from, you know, I could have potentially been in that wrestle back. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that can motivate them a little bit in this off season. And we can have a very good off season coming into next year.
We'll wrap up here, Coach. I just want to ask you now with things starting here, Thursday, in Coralville. Now it's the third year you guys have been able to do this. You've gotten a number of different girls the experience and things like that. You know, what's the preparation like as you get ready for the State tournament here?
We're going to take it the exact same way we would any other tournament. We have to. We're going to continue to practice the way that we do. We'll have one day focused on our feet, one day focused on top bottom, and then we'll do our pre-meet the same way that we would anything else. We have to approach it the same way, while in reality, we understand that it's not the same. Mm-hmm. You know, this is it, right? And so we have to still approach it the same way. We have to do everything the way that we've been doing. You know, I'm not saying it's a superstition, but there's certain things that we do in certain ways. And if not, it can throw you off if you're not going through what you typically do. And so, you know, we don't need to do that. We're not going to throw anybody off. They know what to expect. They know what we're doing. We'll have a couple other little workouts over the weekend just to kind of keep our weight under control. That's a big thing. You know, we don't want to be cutting weight the day of the tournament. Not this one, you know. And so we have to keep that under control. But we'll get a little workout in over the next couple days over the weekend and then pick it up hard in terms of drilling and practicing this week. And then take a nice little 5-hour drive to Coralville and do our best to get some girls on that podium this year.
Yeah, never a short drive when it comes to especially this side of the state. So, Coach, congratulations on the success. Wishing for more here coming up this week, and we'll chat soon, I'm sure.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Greer Millage, the head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Wrestling on the Coach's Corner. Back with more after this here on KLEM.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best. Because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic Lamar's. Dr. Jared Langle and his wife Sarah look forward to helping you on your journey to true health with a holistic approach to chiropractic care. Dr. Jared will address the root cause of your symptoms and guide you through mindful movement and proper nutrition. And discover the health benefits and relaxation through infrared sauna sessions. Discover True Health Chiropractic. Across from Four Brothers, Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, and we are chatting boys wrestling now with Lamar's community head coach Shane Hessenius. The Bulldogs had a couple of duels earlier in the week. The Missouri River Activities Conference Tournament on Thursday got a good third place finish there. Coach, I guess let's just kind of talk about the week in general. Tough competition to start things off, and tough competition, I guess, at the conference tournament as well. What stood out about how your guys finished regular season play?
For sure, we went up to Adrian, and Adrian's a very good team, and just kind of got nipped by West Sioux there by a match in our duels the other night. They were fun duels. It's a good drive up there to Adrian, and they do a lot of things different. So we had to adjust some differences of being in Minnesota. Fortunately enough, we were able to wrestle our same weight classes, the Iowa weight classes, when we wrestled West Sioux. When we competed against Adrian, we did wrestle the Minnesota weight classes and followed some of their nuanced kind of rules that they have that are different than ours. So it was a fun night, and it was a learning night. It was interesting for the guys in adjusting to some of the changes.
Yeah, I know they do the different weight class deals. I know both on the girls' and the guys' side. What other things did you have to kind of, retrain for your guys to kind of deal with competing under those rules?
Well, I think a big one was, and it kind of, I don't really like it because it kind of takes away from the momentum of a meet. But in Minnesota, the wrestlers do not check themselves in. So between every weight class, it is the coach walking up to the head table and checking their next wrestler in for the dual meet.
Sure.
I know they do that so they don't, run into less bad matches, but it does kill a lot of that momentum. When you're wrestling, and then on top of that, your process is just different. You're getting your wrestler ready. You're in their ear if they need it. Like a pitcher, you stay away if they're like pitching a no hitter.
Right.
But your process changes, and so that's an adjustment for our athletes and our coaches.
Certainly was, and it unfortunately showed. Like you said, it was a great team that you wrestled to. But the West Sioux matchup, I don't care what year it is, Coach, they always have some really good wrestlers. How nice was it to see that you guys were with them and right there at the end to try and maybe pick up a win?
Oh, for sure, they're coached really well, and we did some moving around, and so did they. Just trying to gain an advantage in that duel, and we did come up a little bit short. And I do believe, if that night was wrestled, 10 times, Lamar's would pick up a few of those. So, there's a few toss-up matches. But all in all, our Clinton competed, and so did West Sioux, and it's fun when it comes down to a match like that. It's fun for the fans. It's fun for the wrestlers. It's way more fun when you win. But you can't win them all.
Shane Asinius with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Wrestling. I wanted to kind of touch on something we've talked about in years past, Coach. I'm looking at West Sioux's wins from that duel. They had a few pins. That's going to happen, but it looks like the majority of their wins had to either be by decision, major decision, or tech fall. So again, you harp on the guys. Hey, if it's just going to be a tough match for you, try not to get pinned. Looks like the guys are continuing to take that message to heart.
Yeah, for sure. And it really showed when we got done with the duel, and the duel took an hour and a half. That's a long duel.
Mm-hmm.
So it really showed some of those tough matches that were really close. And like I say, that's really fun. And our guys, they are able to listen and learn and pick up those nuances of team scores when we're in the duels. In that duel, I bumped Caleb Brewer back up to 215, and he can compete there. I thought maybe he could get us a pin there. He was unable to do that, but, he's like, I get it, Coach. I get what we're trying to do, and he's willing to do it. And can't say enough about the guys.
Yeah, you got such great guys, and you've talked about the culture all season in your wrestling room. And I think it certainly showed again on Thursday night, the Missouri River Activities Conference Tournament. You get a third-place finish, as you know how good your conference is. Just in general, competing against Sergeant Bluff Luton, AL's got good wrestlers, East, you name it. There's tough guys all up and down that tournament. How did you think you guys approached that tournament and went into it a couple days ago?
We've been preaching all year, like, out wrestle your seed, and that's a big thing we look at every week, and if I look at the tournament and the breakdown of the tournament, Lamar's out wrestled their seed. They out wrestled 10 seeds. And so that ties for the top team in that category, in that statistical category. So that's something to be said overall for the wrestlers. I thought that was awesome. It's something we shoot for. That tells us that we're getting better faster, because typically where you're supposed to finish in a tournament, mm-hmm. and anytime they outdo that, we're doing good things. And so I love to see that statistic. That was great. Up and down the lineup, everybody battled and fought and got everything they could and won the matches they should have. And they were together. They started together and finished together. It was a great night last night.
I want to highlight a few guys that stood out. You obviously had six finish on the podium, 1 through 3, a couple of runners up, one of those being Evan Stahl at 120. Coach, we haven't really gotten to talk about him a whole lot this year. He had your only win against Adrian in that duel. He picks up a second place finish for you at 120 in the conference tournament. Coming from Hinton, that's a different deal. New school, all that kind of stuff. Picks up his 100th win. What stood out about him in his competition for you at the tournament?
So he's kind of just coming off of being a little sick there a couple weeks ago. That really took him down pretty good. He's coming back strong, and he's wrestling really strong right now. In that tournament, he wrestled great. And even not even talking about the matches that led up to the finals, but even in the final, he wrestled a very good wrestler in that Drake Howard from Sergeant Bluff. And he's had two really pretty tight matches with that guy. I expect that Drake's probably going to be a place winner. Mm-hmm. Evan's really, really coming on right now. We really like what he's doing in the room and he's part of our culture, so we love him there.
Let's talk about your kid too. Brock gets a second place finish at 132, and we've talked before this about the first rounds were kind of tricky for you. It looks like he had a pretty tricky match too with the kid from TJ. Goes to overtime and is able to win that match by 3.
Yeah, he had beaten that kid earlier in the year, but it was only like 7-5. So we knew it was going to be a tough match. And Brock just did what he always does. He's really smart on the mat. He knows when he's on the edge and how to play the edge. He knows a certain situation, how to be smart in them. In that overtime, he gets, TJ kid, Jeremiah Brooks, got in on a really good double, like really deep. and picked Brock up, and he was probably an inch from locking up a figure four, which would have been a penalty point for the Brooks kid, and then Brock would have lost the match. And I saw his feet going together, and he stopped. The official even pulled me aside afterward and said, your wrestler was really close to touching those feet. And I'm like, I know, but he is smart up there, smart in all positions, and that's kind of what won him that match. That freshman, he's a freshman from TJ. Mm-hmm. He's really good. I mean, I think he only has 10 losses on the season. Yep.
Yeah, he's gonna be scary in the conference here the next few years. I have no doubt about that. I want to highlight too. It's kind of interesting. It's tough sometimes to always have a full bracket with a conference like this. Some teams don't have all the weight classes to be able to have 8 kids in each bracket. But Caleb Brewer, he had to wrestle the gauntlet going through the quarterfinals, the semifinals, the consolation, and then get into the third place match. And he comes away with a third place finish for you. What does that say about him? The ability to just say, hey, I maybe more than somebody else, but I'm going to try and wrestle my way up to as best a finish as I can get.
Yeah, probably more so than a lot of guys on our team. Caleb Brewer is there, and he's even keel. He's about doing his job. He's about doing his best every time out, having his best performance. And I think he might wrestle 20 matches in a day and be able to do that. And I think that would be actually to his advantage. I don't want to say steady Eddie like it's a bad thing, because it's not. But he's like, I'm going to go do the things I know how to do, and I'm going to try to do them as best I can. And when you do things, when you handle tournaments like that, good things happen. So, third place finish was a great finish for him. He was pumped up in that third, fourth place match. And again, all those odd finishes, it's always fun to walk out of a tournament with a odd number, mm-hmm. Whether it be fifth, third, or first. First is even better. Mm-hmm. But that means you're walking away. You won your last match. So that we put together a really good round that last round, and quite a few wrestlers won that last match.
Shane Hesenius, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Wrestling, with us on the Coach's Corner. I'll allow you to kind of to jump in here. Those are three guys that at least stood out to me. You obviously saw all the matches. What were some other guys that you just thought, man, they did what they needed to do to kind of out wrestle their seed, like you talked about?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Caleb Whelan's a prime example. He's kind of in a small bracket, but he took 2 losses to the same kid. And every time he wrestles that healing wrestler, he gets a little bit closer. He gets one more takedown. He puts him on his back. And so Caleb's really being smart about what he's doing on the mat. So really, really loved that from him. Little Landon Olson out there at 113, weighing 100 pounds, I just can't say enough about his heart. Like, he just gets after it. I love that kid. He's really young, and he's really turning the corner with his aggressiveness. Unfortunately, he's given up 15 pounds in every match. So I love him out there battling. Jefferson Sitzman was probably hit. Not probably. He was in the toughest bracket of the tournament.
Yep.
For example, wrestling for fifth and sixth place, he was wrestling a 2-time qualifier, for fifth and sixth in that bracket. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Going out there battling and just wrestling it with good effort to his full potential is outstanding. Mason Sitzman at 38, he wrestled a good tournament too. I think he's getting a little stingy on the mat, which I really like. Hayden being explosive the way he is at 44, he had a really good tournament too. We kind of had to plug in Cole Cass at 150, and it didn't work out too bad. He's another guy that walked away with winning that last match. Like I said, that's a great thing, and in the tournament with the win, especially when you're coming up from a JV roster and you're wrestling in a varsity tournament. So, good job for him. I think Creed Schrader probably could have finished a little bit higher. At semifinal, I think he could have won that one. It was close. And Elijah Olson's had some struggles throughout the year, like completing matches. Like, he'll get ahead and then he'll get caught and pinned. And his last match out, he got ahead and he just kept the hammer down, and we talked about it. So very proud of him as well. And Axel just keeps on battling in there at that 75. So they're all doing well. Even Jackson Hogue was 1 point from making the final. So, yep. You know, we have a couple places where we could have even done a little bit better, but that's the coach in us, I guess, that we're always looking for where we could do better.
You're never satisfied, and that's why your program's had so much success the last few years. We'll wrap it up here. We were just talking beforehand. I was shocked. I had looked at your schedule before, but I didn't realize your next matchup or next action is districts here in 2 weeks. So what's the mentality? What is the focus for the guys getting ready for what should be another very tough district tournament in Fort Dodge?
Well, I think right now, like as it stands, we have our JV's going rough on Saturday and then Monday. As it stands, I think Saturday and Monday are going to be kind of a kind of laid back practices. We'll probably get out early, let them see the sunlight. That's always nice this time of year. You can go outside when it's daylight. Mm-hmm. and then we'll hit it really hard, tailing off into next week, like getting toward the end of next week, and we won't shut it down, but they'll be quick and to the point practices that week before districts, and we'll be ready to go. It'll be great that we can recover. We got some guys beat up. We can recover and get healthy and get feeling good. Wrestling is a sport that seldom do you get to go compete when you feel 100%. So we're going to take advantage of that and get healthy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing as many of you guys get down to Des Moines as possible. Wish you the best of luck heading into that, and we'll I'm sure chat soon, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Absolutely. Shane Hassinius with us, head coach of the Mars Community Boys Wrestling. We'll have more on the Coach's Corner coming up next here on KLEM.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Our well-child exams cover athletic physicals, but they are so much more. In addition to physical needs of a child, we also focus on their emotional and social health. Let's face it, being a kid can be hard. At Floyd Valley Clinics, our providers work with families as a team to keep pediatric patients healthy and safe. Learn more about Floyd Valley Clinics at floydvalley.org. Your community, your health, your life. Floyd Valley Healthcare.
Corner live on 1410 AM 96.9 FM KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coaches Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. We continue to recap the regional girls wrestling tournaments around the area last night. The Hinton Blackhawks and head coach Joel Bertrand joins us. The Blackhawks tied for the team championship with Lewis Central, the host school, and the Blackhawks are sending 7 wrestlers to the state tournament in Coralville next week. Coach, first of all, with the fact that you guys didn't have any competitions here leading up to this, you had your one last tournament here a week ago. What was the approach heading into this week of preparation for regionals?
This week we spent a lot of time working on the mental side and just making sure that all our fundamentals were really sound. We tried to keep it loose this week, a little more than normal. I usually am pretty straightforward at practice, but we let the girls have a little fun and loosen up, and I think it paid dividends tonight. Mm-hmm. So really happy with how things turned out. First and foremost, I want to thank our two seniors. Unfortunately, Kendra Berglund and Ava Lang did not qualify. Together, those seniors had a total of 4 losses on the year. Mm. So just how things felt. Both had very, very high quality girls in their brackets. I think rankings wise, we had number 1 and number 3, and I think number 1 and number 4, and at 120 and 125 with along with our two girls. So I can't thank those guys enough for being leaders on and off the mat, and What they did for bringing the team together, the whole nine yards, was amazing. So they're going to make a trip to Coralville with us. First and foremost, those two really hurt that we couldn't get them down there.
Yeah. Such a tough bracket. And, the fact they finished third too, it says a lot about their competitiveness and their competition there. Let's kind of go through your state qualifiers, just highlighting some of the top contributors there. I guess we'll just kind of get going at 105 pounds. Jocelyn Swanson, she had to wrestle a familiar face in the championship, and boy, coach, that was such a tight third period, down two, gets the takedown, holds off Kira Hesenius at the last second there. How intense was that championship match for Jocelyn?
Those two have been back and forth. I think they've wrestled once each the last 3 weeks. And first time out we'd seen Kira was 3 weeks ago in Sergeant Bluff. And we got to win that night. And then Kira answered at home with a pin of her own, pin Jazzy in Lamar's 2 weeks ago. So it was kind of the rubber match night. Me and Lamar's coach had been talking about it, that was going to be a fun one. And it lived up to the billing. It was, they had a lead on us going into the third, and we had to get a takedown. And, we didn't set our shots up real well. And then we finally got one good setup and got on, and then we hung on because, Kira was coming out there when time ran out. I think she needed a couple more seconds, but, we got the right out, but just barely. So those two should make some news make some noise down in Coralville, kind of represent Northwest Iowa in our area. So that'll be kind of fun to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mentioned this with Greer too, talking about Kira's side, but I can mention it with you with Jocelyn. That match, that championship match, has got to be so valuable because she's going to have tough matches in Coralville that will come down to maybe one takedown or an escape, and she squeaks away with a one-point win or something like that.
Yep, and she's a freshman. She does have quite a bit of youth experience. Mm-hmm. She's wrestled all through youth, and she was a runner-up last year in AAU so she's got experience in those big matches and going to get those takedowns when she needs. We had some work to do, just getting off bottom and little things that, a senior like Kira, she rode us. She rode us hard for two periods. She did a great job on top. And so we had to get to our feet where we thought maybe we had just a little bit of an advantage.
Joel Bertrand is with us, the head coach of Hinton Girls Wrestling, here on the Coach's Corner, going through some of the state qualifiers. How about now at 110, Annalise Sackow gets the second place finish there. Had a couple of great pins to start the day. A tough matchup in the championship, but, hey, she's still going off to state. She's got to be pretty proud about that.
She is. That was a 50-50 for us. We knew we had the ability. We'd seen that 110 bracket was pretty wide open. There wasn't any huge standouts, so we knew if we had beaten three or four of those girls in that bracket. So she had to come out and wrestle. She did that. We had not seen the Ridgeview girl before, and we made a couple of small mistakes in the championship, and then she didn't have a girl she had defeated earlier in the tournament got third. So she was locked in without a wrestle back, which was that brought it. She went from crying to smiling real quick, so that was kind of nice. But we didn't have a ton of time. We got done with that match and went right into Allison Holfling. Mm-hmm. In true Alley style, she I don't think she got out of the first period today.
Nope.
three wins, three pins. And she's starting to peak at the right time. One of the biggest things about coaching is getting your athletes to, have a good season, but we need to peak at the right time. And I truly believe the girls are hitting that peak right when we need to be. So,
it's a good, Good time for it. I was going to ask you about Allison in particular. You know, like you said, she didn't get out of the first period. I think she wrestled a total of 3 minutes in her matches today, yep. 4 minutes or yep. something like that. Just what makes her so good at getting those, you know, getting a girl on her back and pinning her so quickly?
She has what I consider a unique body type for that 115 pound bracket. She is tall and she is lean. She's got really long arms. And when she stands up with a sweep, I mean, most girls in that weight range, that they're having trouble even standing, let alone, doing anything. So, she creates a ton of leverage when she gets her halves in and runs her feet, because she's so long. She creates a ton of leverage on girls, and I mean, she really wrenches on their necks and their halves with a high elbow and running her feet, which is always comes down to it. And every once in a while she'll like to throw, which throws a wrench into people game planning for her, and she's got a mean duck when she wants to pull that out too. So she's kind of got a little bit of everything, and you never quite know what she's going to use. I think in our first match, we forgot to do a setup, which, you know, I had to remind her before her takedown. She was just amped to get out there and get going. So, this is her second trip back to Des Moines, which is a good thing for her. Last year was a good learning experience, so we expect her to be in the hunt this year and seeing if we can go get a medal and be on that stand on Friday night.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing how she does down there. Joel Bertrand again with us, head coach of Hinton Girls Wrestling, talking about all the state qualifiers, the Blackhawks sending to the state meet. 1:30, Abby gets two pins for her. Seemed like just kind of true style. She's had a really good year for her. I'm sure it was nice to get her a couple of great matches there.
Yeah, Abby, again, that peaking at the right time. She'd been right at third place most of the year in our tournaments, and plenty of dual wins and things like that. And she kind of got the monkey on her back off her back last week. Beat a girl that beat her in Lamar's the week before, and got her first tournament win of the year. And then got the number one, had the number one seed through regions and stuck with that seed. So caught Lamar's girl in the finals. They were back. It was 50-50 for most of that match until we came out on top of that 50-50 flip and we're able to, there's a little bit of blood in the water there, and we were able to salt it away before we had to go any further. So she did good. It was great again, peaking right time. Abby, and she deserves it. She missed she's a Sergeant Bluff girl. She'd missed the regional tournament last year. She got sick and was unable to compete. So she was just happy to get out there and compete at the regional tournament this year.
Yeah, and really, really good performance, like you said, in that championship bout for her. I just love the fact that we have so many people to talk about that are going to Coralville for you. Vivian at 135 pounds. That was another tough bracket. Lewis Central girl in there. I know that that Richview wrestler was pretty tough as well. That's a pretty good bracket to come out as a state qualifier out of.
Yeah, and Viv being a freshman, at 135 pounds, that's kind of tough. And that's kind of her natural weight. She doesn't cut much weight or anything like that. So she did a really good job for us all year long. And as being a freshman, we've been cleaning things up. We've been on our knees a little bit and this and that. And then the grind of an actual whole season is something, you know, she's not used to, doing youth and things like that, or junior high last year. She only wrestled for about 2 months, you know. So once you get into a high school season and you got to grind for 3 months, 4 months, it becomes a process. And she had to learn a lot about nutrition and things like that, and taking care of herself and pointed the right way. And she recovered well. We didn't have a real great meet at the Hinton meet. I think she finished seventh, lost to a girl that she had beaten three or four times throughout the year. And we made some adjustments this week on just some stuff that she'd been doing, and it paid off. And she executed. That's the biggest thing. She went out and executed, and so
yeah, really,
she did good.
Really nice performance for her. 145, boy, that, you know, being the champion of that bracket was going to be tricky with the Lewis Central girl in there. But Hallie gave her a good battle there, took her to the second period. That's got to be a nice confidence booster for her, because, I mean, that's quite literally the cream of the crop at 145 for her right there.
Yeah, and I think we got into the third, if I remember right. I think we got pinned in the third. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We needed that match. The third and fourth place match was over very, very quickly before our match even started. So we knew we were locked in and headed to Coralville. So it was just kind of free range and let her go try some stuff and see if we can get to our positions that we like to get in. And you know, we rode pretty good. She's a hammer on top, and the Lewis Central girl's a hammer all the way around. Hallie's kind of got a rep for being a hammer on top, and she did a great job. And we just kind of got out horsepower there at the end, but those are the matches we need for her. Again, she's a returning state qualifier. She was down there last year. She won a couple of matches. So we're looking for her to kind of lead the squad headed down there and lead them to, get them through that Wednesday evening practice and weigh-ins and through warm-ups and that in a big arena like that. So we're looking for Allie to be the leader here coming this week. So.
Last but certainly not least, Ashley, champion at 170 pounds. Ashley Chasteen moving on to the state tournament for you as well. Again, someone who just wanted to pin her way through. What did you see from her in her competitions?
Ashley was – I'm going to give Ashley the gold star for the week. Mm-hmm. That girl has been sick all week.
Oh, wow.
She missed 4 days of school. She made a half day on Thursday and then a full day to school today. So she'd been down for 4 days.
Oh, man.
No practice, hardly eating it at home. We were really concerned about her coming in today, and she gutted her way through it. She didn't feel good. Her energy level was down. She had an abbreviated warm-up the whole nine yards. We were trying to keep her full of energy as we could. Mm-hmm. So she had an abbreviated warm-up and got sat down and relaxed and some fluids and the whole nine yards. So we got she went out and gutted it. It wasn't exactly – I wouldn't call it pretty. She did get two – she got that bye, which was huge, I believe, and then got those two pins. And she was ready to be done and go home when we were done today. But, yeah, she had been in school all week and been checking in with mom and dad. They at one point, dad had sent me a text, said she just walked by and her cough sounded like it's deep. I'm crossing my fingers. That was kind of what I was thinking. So for her to show up today and do as good as she did, it's absolutely a testament to her and her willingness to go out and battle and even when she didn't feel good. So,
yeah, well, and it just reinforces again my thought that wrestlers are just the toughest athletes on the planet, and it proves it again right there. So what a tournament it was. Seven girls going off to state. So now you guys get to make the trip to Coralville. It's a trip I'm sure that the girls are looking forward to. Now as you prepare for that and prepare for the competition that's ahead of you, what's the mentality going into this week? What has to happen to, hopefully get as many girls to finish on the podium as possible?
Again, we're gonna just touch up our basics and anything. We'll do some film study. I'll do some film study here tonight and tomorrow, and we'll do some touch up stuff on Monday, Tuesday, in practice, and really just, one, enjoying the ride for maybe some of the young girls that are going down for the first time. You know, Anna's heading down there. She hadn't been down there before. And as a freshman, Viv, or as a sophomore, Viv, again, getting down there and just kind of getting our feet wet. I,
I expect them to make some noise. And Anna's always got a trick in her back pocket, whether she'll pull something out. You don't really. We might have practiced it four times, and she'll pull that out. But the other, you know, Jaws will go down and make some noise. Once we get on our offense and things like that. Chastain and Hallie again, highly rated girls. Go metal hunting down there. So get those girls right. It's going to be a lot of mental work this week for Emma Mine, making sure. And then second thing is making sure they just let it fly. Mm-hmm. You're already in Coralville at the end of the season. There's hundreds of other girls that wish they were where you were at. Mm-hmm. Just let it fly, you know.
Yep. I love that. Love the mentality. And, yeah, why not? Let's make some noise down there. Can't wait to see how they do in their competitions. Coach, we'll let you go. Thanks for joining us, and best of luck to your wrestlers down there next week.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, my pleasure. Joel Bertrand, head coach of the Hinton Girls Wrestling Program. This is the KLEM Coaches Corner right here on KLEM.
Put Nohava on the job and on your buildings. Nohava Construction doesn't just offer products to customers, they offer solutions. Their partnership with Duralast Roofing Incorporated allows them to deliver one of the most durable, maintenance-free, and high-performing roof systems in the industry. To top it off, Nohava Construction has been named an elite roofing specialist, which means your warranty is automatically guaranteed with any Nohava installation. Nohava Construction in Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back one final time to the KLEM Coach's Corner, brought to you by Chapman Overhead Doors, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Peace Pizza House, Sitzman Construction, and True Health Chiropractic. Once again, thanking our coaches for joining us, Lamar's Community Girls Wrestling Head Coach Greer Millage, Lamar's Boys Head Wrestling Coach Shane Hassinius, and Hinton Girls Wrestling Coach Joel Bertrand. We appreciate their time joining us this morning on the Coach's Corner program. Coming up this week, as far as broadcasts are concerned on KLEM, coming up on Tuesday, Lamar's Community heads to North High in Sioux City for a basketball doubleheader. The girls game starts at 5:30. We'll be on the air a little bit before that, right after our 5 o'clock news. Friday next week, Galen Catholic at South O'Brien, 6 o'clock girls game, 5:45 pregame. You can catch both the girls and the boys contest, of course, right here on KLEM Radio. Also next week, it is the regional dual tournament, and one of those sites in Class 1A hosted by the Hinton boys. So best of luck to Hinton as they try and get to the state dual tournament for the third consecutive season. And, of course, we'll let you know how that all goes right here on KLEM. So we'll wrap things up there. Thanks for tuning in. This has been another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Lamar's. Have a great weekend.